Amen. I pray you'll get your Bible out. And if you don't get your Bible out, you're going to miss parts of this. And I want you to follow along as we read God's Word together. Matthew chapter number 25, we'll begin reading in just a moment in verse number 31. As the Lord leads, we're working our way through the book of Matthew. And if you're interested in more messages from the book of Matthew, you can see those on our website, sermonaudio.com, and a number of other places. But we're working our way through Matthew, and we've preached verse by verse all the way up to this point, Matthew chapter 25, verse number 31. I'm not going to be directly addressing the scare of coronavirus. If you have an interest in hearing a message from God's Word, then I believe it will be a great encouragement to you regarding this fear and the concern and God's Word regarding this situation. I preached a message on Sunday morning from Psalm 34, and it's entitled, Taste and See That the Lord is Good. And really, David was looking at a group of men that he was going to lead after a time of great fear, and he said, whoa, stop just a second, taste and see that the Lord is good. And I think it'll be a help to you, and I'd encourage you to listen to that, but not right now. I want you to listen to this one first. And we look in our Bibles tonight, Matthew chapter 25, beginning in verse 31. The Bible says, when the Son of Man shall come in His glory, and all the holy angels with Him, then shall He sit upon the throne of His glory. And before Him shall be gathered all nations, and He shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And He shall set the sheep on the right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the King say unto them on His right hand, come, ye blessed of My Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave Me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave Me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took Me in. Naked, and ye clothed Me. I was sick, and ye visited Me. I was in prison, and ye came unto Me. Then shall the righteous answer Him, saying, Lord, when saw we Thee an hungered, and fed Thee, or thirsty, and gave Thee drink? When saw we Thee a stranger, and took Thee in, or naked, and clothed Thee? Or when saw we Thee sick, or in prison, and came unto Thee? And the King shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, My brethren, ye have done it unto Me. Verse 41, then shall He say also unto them on the left hand, depart from Me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was an hungered, and ye gave Me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave Me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took Me not in. Naked, and ye clothed Me not. Sick, and in prison, and ye visited Me not. Then shall they also answer Him, saying, Lord, when saw we Thee an hungered, and a thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto Thee? Then shall He answer them, saying, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to Me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. And we come to this passage of Scripture, and it's often referred to, and tonight's message title is this, the sheep and the goats. The sheep and the goats. And in this passage of Scripture, the story is quite interesting. Get in your mind this picture. The Son of Man, Jesus, has come. The tribulation has just come to a conclusion. Jesus has come. There's a judgment. And there's a judgment for the righteous where they get everlasting glory. There's a judgment for the unrighteous where they get eternal condemnation, punishment. These two groups are differentiated by two animals. They are on the right hand, the sheep. On the left hand, the goats. That's kind of interesting, isn't it? David is getting ready to move. He is on the goat side, and I've got a group of sheep over here. but at any rate, they're differentiated by the ones on the right. The shepherd divide them. How many of you can tell the difference between a sheep and a goat? I can. The sheep were on the right side. The goats were on the left side. And the story goes like this. The king, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Jesus, looks to the group that have been set aside on the right hand as the sheep. And he says to the sheep, he says, I've prepared for you a place. You're going to receive eternal blessing. And he looks and he says to the group on the left, there's a place that's been prepared for the devil and his angels, and you are going to be condemned there. And he looks at the sheep and he says, when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me drink. When I was in prison, you came and visited me. When I was sick, you visited me. When I was naked, you clothed me. And the sheep, the people on the sheep side, they look at Jesus and they say, oh, now hang on a second. When did we do all this? And Jesus looks at them and says, well, when you did it to the least of these, you did it unto me. And he looks at the goats. And the goats, because of their natures, goats didn't do what they were supposed to do, what they should do. And he says, you didn't do this, and you didn't do that, and you didn't do this, you didn't do that. And they say, well, when did we have an opportunity? And he says, when you didn't do it to the least of these, then you didn't do it unto me. And so we've got this passage of Scripture. There's a few things I want to draw your attention to. Some things I think that will be a help to you as we know and understand God's Word. The first thing that I want to bring to your attention in this parable of the sheep and the goats is the principle of eternity. The principle of eternity. Look what the Bible says in verse number 34. Verse number 34. The Bible says, then shall the king say unto them on his right. Now who was on the right? The sheep. Then shall he say to them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Now, personally, as we consider prophecy, whether you agree with me on this matter of prophecy or not, there's the application is going to be the same. But I believe in my understanding of Bible prophecy that this actually is going to happen at the conclusion, somewhere at the end of the tribulation. I believe that the Gentiles are the sheep and the goats. And I believe that there are saved Gentiles and there are lost Gentiles. And I believe there's this judgment for the nations. And these are individual people being judged according to their nature, whether they've been born again or not. And so on your right hand, the sheep, on your left, the goats. And we've got this group of people. And the Lord says to you sheep, I want you to know something. I want you to understand something about eternity. He says in verse number 34, then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father. I'm fascinated by that word, come. We think about eternity. We're going to have 1,000 years with Christ in the perfect eternal kingdom, and then we'll spend eternity in heaven forever. It's going to be glorious. And the Bible teaches us here that the sheep get to come. If I say, come over here, that means that I'd like for one of you to come over here. In just a little bit, I'm going to have Chet come and lead us in a concluding hymn. And when I say come, I want him to come to where I am. Now, here's the glory of this passage of Scripture. Jesus says to the sheep, those born-again Gentiles, those born-again people, he says to the sheep, hey, come to me. I want you to know something that's glorious to know. That if you're saved, you're going to always be in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. I live in the presence of God right now. He promised he'd never leave me nor forsake me. And we have the glory of knowing that if the rapture to take place today, we would meet the Lord in the air. And the Bible says, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. I have this glorious promise that God will never leave me nor forsake me. And the condemnation, the fear of hell is terrible. But I think on an equal plane is the idea that I might have to, or that someone might have to live without the presence of God. Oh, I'm so thankful in difficult, trying, concerning times that I know that God is with me. We rest in that. So we consider this the eternity for the sheep. The Bible says that they were coming. They came to the Lord. He says to them, come, ye blessed of my Father. The next word in verse 34, the Bible says, inherit. Inherit. the kingdom prepared for you. Inherit. I like that word, inherit. Who normally gets an inheritance? Children. Children get an inheritance. And so the Lord is teaching us here that children get the inheritance. The sheep are the children of God. The sheep are the born again, the saved. He says, inherit. He said, you get a child's portion. If you are an heir of the King of kings and Lord of lords, what do you get? You get a child's portion in the kingdom of heaven. Oh, I'm so thankful for the promise that I am a child of God and I get this glorious promise. He says, come with me. We'll always be with Jesus. The saved will always be with Jesus. The saved will inherit the kingdom of God. Look what the Bible says about this kingdom. The Bible says that this kingdom was prepared for you from the foundation of the world. I like this idea that the kingdom of heaven is prepared for me. You know, sin messed up God's plan. Right, we've messed up God's plan. How many of you have ever messed up God's plan in your life? I've done that before. You know what happens? We get in the flesh. We live in the flesh. We commit sin. We do things that are against God, His word, His will, and His way. Guess what we do? We sin against God's perfect plan for our life. Now, sin came into man's bloodstream in the Garden of Eden. We're sinners because of a choice. We're sinners, and our sin has caused great judgment and pain. But God has prepared a place. I'm so thankful for a prepared place. I've heard Pastor Chuck many times mention a prepared place for a prepared people. And the sheep, those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ by faith as our Savior, we are prepared through faith in Christ, not of works. We're prepared through faith in Christ. We're prepared for a prepared place. When we get to the thousand-year reign of Christ and the kingdom of heaven like that, and we get to eternity in heaven with Christ, I want you to know something. Where we end up after we die as God's children, if we're raptured as the church, where we end up is the place that God intended for us to enjoy. It's going to be glorious. I mean, heaven is going to be amazing. I'll just be quite frank with you. If you've ever been around me very long, I enjoy life. I'm thankful. And God's made it that way. Aren't you so thankful that in spite of sin and wickedness and trouble and difficulty and the things that are going on that we don't love or like, that God has given us the opportunity to have joy and peace and contentment and satisfaction anyway? It's wonderful. I have the opportunity to live in a sin-cursed world with joy in my heart, and I'm thankful for that. It's a gift from God. But I'll have you know something. When we breathe our last breath on this earth and we're in the presence of our Savior, we will find ourselves in a prepared place, the place that Jesus prepared. If you like it now as a child of God, you'll like it much better when we get to heaven. It's going to be great. There's no need to dread anything in life as a Christian because we are coming consistently to the Lord. We'll be coming to Him in His presence. We are inheriting a child's portion. We're going to a place prepared for Him, for us, by Him. And the Bible says this, it was always His plan to have it this way. Verse 34, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. And this is how God always planned for it to be before sin messed things up. I'm so thankful for the promise of eternity. As one of the sheep in my Savior's flock, I'm so thankful I have these glorious promises that for eternity, not because I've done good or done well, because I'm a good person, but because I'm a sheep, I have the promise of everlasting life. Now, this passage of Scripture is one that if you just take a casual reading through, you'll want to prove somehow that you work your way to heaven. Because as we conclude this passage of Scripture, and we'll spend a little time there, there is the emphasis on what the sheep did and as an emphasis on what the goats did. But I'll just have you know something. There's no contradiction here. For by grace are ye saved through faith. That not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. There's no contradiction here at all. We were sheep because we were born sheep. And we're goats because we have not received the new birth of being born again, saved by the grace of God. You see, the Bible talks about the eternity for the sheep. We come with Jesus. We inherit a child's portion. It's a place prepared. But also the Bible teaches about the goats. Look what the Bible says in verse 41. This idea of eternity. The place for the goats. What was the difference between the sheep and the goats? The difference between the sheep and the goats was the sheep were saved. The goats were lost. The Bible says regarding the goats, then, verse 41, shall he also say unto them on the left hand, depart from me. What did he say to the sheep? He said, come with me. What did he say to the goats? Depart from me, ye cursed. What did he say to the sheep? You have inherited. What did he say to the goats? You're cursed. Were they cursed because of something out of their control? No. We had the opportunity. They had the opportunity to hear the gospel, receive Christ by faith, stand up and do the right thing, trust Jesus and Jesus Christ alone for their soul salvation. The eternity for the goat was, depart from me, ye cursed. Where to? A place prepared for me? Your original plan? No. Into everlasting fire. Look, it's a troubling thing to preach on hell. And I always preach on and mention hell with a frog in my throat and a tear in my eyes. Because I don't want anybody to go there. But if I fail to mention the biblical fact that Jesus teaches that there's a real heaven where there's eternal reward, and there's a real hell where there's eternal condemnation, I would be a liar for a preacher. I'd be a liar as a man that believes the Bible. And I warn in love and compassion that if you've not trusted Jesus Christ by faith as your Savior, if you've not confessed your sin, repented, and turned in faith to Jesus as the only way of everlasting life, then I beg of you, even tonight, where you sit, that you would ask Christ to come into your heart and be your Savior. Because the goat's portion was cursed into everlasting fire. I think this is very interesting, verse 41. Prepared for the devil and his angels. Now, what did the Lord say about the sheep? He said, sheep, come with me to a place I've prepared for you. It's perfect. Now, God's original plan was that Adam and Eve would be in the Garden of Eden, that they would reproduce, and there would be a perfect thing. And then his plan was wrecked by sin. And the place prepared by God for the sheep, for the sheep of his flock, became a place that could only be entered through the shedding of blood for the remission of sin. But for the goats, Jesus says, I didn't prepare a place for you. My intention was always that you would receive, forgiveness of sin, that you'd have everlasting life, that you would be a member, a part of my flock, but you've rejected my gift of salvation. You've rejected my message of repentance. You've rejected the message, the messenger of heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ. And I've not prepared a place for you because that's not what a loving God does to his people. But I did have to prepare a place for the devil and his angels. And the devil and his angels have led so many people astray through their message, through their innuendo, through their methods. He says, I've not prepared this for my people. For those of you who have rejected the truth of the gospel, that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, that you need a Savior. He says, I prepared a place for the devil and his angels. And since you've followed the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, the world, the devil, then you must be condemned, cursed, to the place I've prepared for the devil and his angels. You see, that's the message of eternity. There's the message of eternity rings and loud and clear all through the Bible. Accept Christ, become a sheep in his flock. Reject Christ, receive a goat's portion of condemnation. You see, we first of all begin to consider the idea of eternity. Secondly, I want you to think with me about this, nature. Now, here's what I want to share with you. This is not a message. This is not a passage of Scripture that teaches work salvation. As a matter of fact, Jesus just begins to tell us that the nature of a sheep is this. The nature of a goat is this. Let's look at the nature of these two different people. This is a great testimony of, and this will testify as to whether or not you are a sheep or whether you are a goat. This will testify in your heart about what God has done for you. Look what the Bible says about the nature. There was the nature of the sheep. The Bible says in chapter 25, beginning in verse number 35, Jesus speaking to the people on his right hand, he says, I was an hungered and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, you gave me drink. I was a stranger, you took me in. Naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came unto me. What did the sheep do? The sheep, out of a heart of love and compassion, because they had been forgiven and loved, they were reaching out in love to other people. Folks, I want you to know something. It is so important that benevolence and care for others is a part of our nature. If you do not have that naturally, this nature to help, then I would ask you to ask the Lord about the condition of your soul. You see, it was a natural thing. Now these people, the king, Jesus said to these folks, he says, now, when I was naked and sick, you visited me. The Bible says in verse 37, the righteous answered him saying, Lord, when saw we thee and hungered and fed thee, thirsty and gave thee drink? He said, when did this happen? They said, we don't remember this happening. We don't ever remember seeing you in this fashion before, just like this. Well, when did it happen? And Jesus says something very important. In verse 40, the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. He says, when you did it for other people, you did it to me. When you fed the hungry, gave drink to the thirsty, cared for a stranger, clothed the naked, visited the sick and in prison, when you did it to the least of these, you did it to me. The nature of the sheep, they were not concerned about the reward as much as they were the opportunity to be a blessing. It was the nature of a sheep. The Lord differentiated them that way. He also makes mention of the nature of the goats. The nature of the goat was different. The sheep were servants, faithful. The goats were not. Verse 42, the Bible says, I was an hungered and you gave me no meat. I was thirsty, you gave me no drink. I was a stranger and you took me not in. Naked, you clothed me not. Sick and in prison and you visited me not. He says, you didn't do these things. It just wasn't in your nature to do it. That's just not how you were. That's not how you acted. You had not received rebirth. You had not been born again. And therefore, you had a goat's spirit. And you proved who you were by your actions. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. They're going to say, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty? When did we see you as a stranger naked? When did we see you sick or in prison? When did this happen? We did not minister unto thee. When did it happen? And the Lord says, then shall he answer them, saying, verily I say unto you, verse 45, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. He said, you didn't do it to the least of them, and you didn't do it to me. It wasn't in your nature. You're a goat. You haven't received the gift of salvation. You've not repented and turned from your wicked way. You haven't received the new nature. Old things haven't passed away. All things have not become new. By the way, there's a great lesson in this passage of Scripture. There are sins of commission. Those are the things you do. And there are sins of omission, the things you don't do. It is sin. Therefore, to them that know to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. We have this privilege. We have this privilege to trust the Lord, live for Jesus, rest in him. The nature of the sheep was one of care. They had a new heart. The nature of the goats was blind and neglect. But finally, as we conclude, something that the Lord has struck in my heart, and I love it, is the nature of God. The nature of God. What was the nature of God? What was God's concern in the passage that we just read? The Bible says in verse 40, the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. The least of these. What's the Bible say in verse number 45? Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not unto me. The least of these. What is God concerned about? The least of these. Do you know who God loves? Everybody. Do you know who God cares about? Everyone. Our God values life. You could come from this passage of Scripture, and quite frankly, the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ regarding individuals, the least of these, is a truth that has changed this world. It's changed society. Any group of people who come to the place where they understand that God is concerned about the least of these is a group of people who value life. It's a group of people who value individual life. It's a group of people who value life, whether it is productive or improductive. Life, whether it has the ability to make decisions or it does not have the ability to make decisions. Life is life is life. The life of a person has value to God. It's a message from heaven, and I'll just tell you the nature of God. Here's the nature of God. The nature of God is he loves you. He doesn't care how big you are. He doesn't care how small you are. He loves you. He loves you so much that he sent his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for your sins. All men are sinners. The wages of sin is death. Why were there goats? The goats were sinners, condemned, because they would not receive the free gift of salvation. Sin must be paid for. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. See, there's a way to change a goat into a sheep. Isn't that interesting? There was a time when I was just an old goat. But Jesus convicted me of my sin. And I put my trust in Christ and Christ alone for my soul salvation. Jesus changed me. I became a new creature. I was just a child. Something happened in me when I repented of my sin, put my trust in Jesus. I became a new creature. Old things passed away. All things became new. I got saved. Oh, I'm so thankful. You know what? You can get saved too. The Bible says that with the heart, man believes unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. The Bible teaches us that for whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you're listening tonight and you do not know for certain that heaven is your home, it's as real as I'm standing here. Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins. You must personally pray and receive him by faith as your Savior. Has there been a time when you got saved? Oh, if you'd like to talk to someone about being saved, you can call me. I'd love to talk to you. But quite frankly, you are seated or standing or riding down the road this moment in the presence of God. And you can call on him. Ask him. Let him know. Dear God, I'm a sinner. Forgive my sins. Come into my heart. Be my Savior. Repent. Turn to the Lord. Tell the Lord right now that with his help, you'll live for him. Ask God to help you. You see, the parable of the sheep and the goats is a parable of eternity. Everybody's going to live forever somewhere. There's a real heaven and there's a real hell. And my Bible doesn't teach anywhere in between. The parable of the sheep and the goats is a parable of nature. Are you lost? Or have you received everlasting life, new birth? Jesus said to the rich young ruler, ye must be born again. What did that mean? That meant he needed to repent of his sin, turn to faith in Christ. And when he got saved, old things would pass away. All things would become new. He would no longer be a child of the flesh, a goat, but a child of the King. A sheep in the flock of our great shepherd. Will you put your faith and trust in Jesus tonight?